So, you got an Alien prequel, Prometheus sequel, do you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's gonna take place about 10 years after the events of Prometheus.
Amazing. Are we gonna answer some of the questions we left hanging in the last movie?
Ah, not really, no.
Oh, okay.
So there's gonna be this whole space crew in cryosleep, right? And there's this android, Walter, that's taking care of them.
Right.
But then there's gonna be this big solar flare accident, and they're all gonna get woken up, except for the captain, who's gonna get burned alive.
Burning to death is fatal.
Yeah, it is, and I figure we could get James Franco to play this guy.
What, the guy that dies immediately? That's kind of a big-name actor.
Yeah, well, he's gonna be in some other stuff, too. It's just not gonna be in the actual movie.
What are you talking about?
Well, have you heard of YouTube?
Hey, yeah, I have.
Oh, I just heard about it, so I figure we could put some key scenes on YouTube, and that way we can cut down on the runtime of the movie.
But what if people don't go watch the clips? Are they gonna be lost during the movie?
Yeah, a little, for sure. They're definitely gonna make you understand the characters and maybe care about them a little bit before they die.
So maybe we should just keep those in the film?
Well, I don't know. I think it'll be a lot more enjoyable for people if we give them homework.
All right, if you say so.
So anyway, now that James Franco is dead, this guy Aurum is in charge.
And what's his deal?
Well, he tells his wife that he thinks everybody's judging him and they don't respect him because he's religious.
Oh, so I guess his faith is gonna come into play later, huh?
Not at all. This is the last time we'll mention it.
So why bring it up?
Well, characters have to say things sometimes, and this is a thing that this character can say.
Good point.
So they're on this colonization ship with like 2,000 frozen people on board, and they have 7 years left before they get to this planet they're heading to.
Okay.
But then they pick up this weird transmission from a super nearby planet that's actually perfect for human life.
How did they not pick that up in their scans?
Yeah, they're gonna ask themselves the same question, and then we're never gonna answer it.
Oh, okay.
So the protagonist, Daniels, whose husband was the captain, she thinks this is a bad idea. They shouldn't go.
And what's her deal? What do we learn about her?
Well, like I said, her name is Daniels, and her husband was the captain.
Right, yeah.
They wanted to build a cabin together.
I'm still not seeing why she's the main character.
Oh, well, she's a badass-looking female character with short hair in an Alien movie.
Oh, there it is. That's a main character right there.
I thought so, too. So anyway, the captain says they should go check out this planet anyway.
Okay.
But there's like this hurricane level storm, so it's a dangerous trip to make.
Why don't they just wait a bit to see if it passes? I mean, they're 7 years ahead of time on their mission. They can treat themselves to a couple days.
Yeah, well, the movie's happening now, so now is when things have to happen.
Anyway, I imagine they'll send the android down there to make sure it's safe.
They do, of course they do.
Very smart.
And a bunch of them go with them.
Very dumb.
Yeah, well, see, this whole movie kind of falls apart if any single character stops acting dumb, so there's gonna be a lot of that.
Oh.
So they go on this planet and they split up.
That's just, yeah, that is very dumb.
Yeah.
But I guess they must have some pretty good protective gear, some of those space suits and helmets from the last movie.
No, they head into an alien environment with zero precautions.
Oh my god.
Well, actually, that's not true. They have these little hats with ear flaps.
Okay, well, I guess at least their ears are fully protected. Nothing's getting in there.
Well, actually, one of the guys immediately gets an alien parasite in his ear hole.
Oh, he does.
He does, yeah. So then he gets an alien inside of him. It bursts out of him.
Very gross.
Yeah, and this one lady's gonna lock another lady in a room with the alien, and she's gonna get killed.
Well, why would she do that?
I don't know, to stop the thing from spreading, I guess. Anyway, she's gonna head in there anyway after her crewmate's dead and slip on some blood and then accidentally blow the whole ship up.
Do all the characters have brain damage, or what's up?
They might. So anyway, the rest of the crew's getting attacked by some other aliens, and Walter's gonna lose a hand.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then they get saved by David, the android from the last movie.
He's from the last movie.
He is, and he's been on this planet for 10 years now. He has long hair.
Why'd they make an android with growing hair?
Unclear.
Huh.
So anyway, he's acting super creepy, and he's surrounded by thousands of dead bodies, and so the crew's like, yeah, let's follow this guy. He seems trustworthy.
Oh, I feel like maybe he's not, though.
Yeah, well, nobody's gonna catch on to that, and then right away he cuts his own hair so he can look a lot more like Walter.
So he's clearly planning to take Walter's place.
Yeah, very obviously, but somehow nobody's gonna catch on to it, and we're gonna pretend like it's a big twist later.
That works.
So then David's gonna be all weird with Walter. He's gonna teach him how to play a little flute.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's gonna be like, you blow, I'll do the fingering.
I mean, you know.
No, yeah, I know.
Okay.
And then we're gonna have a flashback with David, and he's got a bunch of that black goo from the last movie.
So we're finally gonna explain what that black goo was?
Nope, we're gonna have David drop a bunch of it on the engineers that were living on the planet and killing them all like a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, now I just have more questions about the black goo.
Yeah, we'll see, if you raise massive questions and then don't provide answers, that's mysterious.
Oh, it is.
Sure it is.
What was that?
I don't know. So then we're going to find out that David actually killed Elizabeth from the last movie and did experiments on her.
What? Why?
Well, because he's trying to build the perfect organism, and that's why he's going to make xenomorphs.
Well, all they do is run around and try to kill things. They can't even reproduce without another organism around.
Yeah, just the perfect organism.
And David is just now going to create a xenomorph?
That's right.
Didn't we have them find, like, a big mural sculpture of a xenomorph in Prometheus?
Well, you know, there's no way for me to check that.
Oh, that's too bad.
So then David's going to be chilling with an alien that just decapitated a crew member, and the captain's gonna kill it.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and David's gonna be devastated, and then he's gonna be like, okay, Captain, follow me. I wanna show you something.
I mean, there's no way he's gonna follow him, right?
And the captain's gonna follow him.
Okay.
And then David's gonna be like, Captain, put your face in this throbbing alien egg. I assure you, it's safe.
I mean, there's no way he's gonna put his face in there, right?
And then he puts his face in.
Okay.
And so then he gets a face hugger on his face, and he dies.
Yeah, I bet he does.
So anyway, back on the main ship, this pilot guy, Tennessee, is gonna be like, yo, we gotta go down to the planet and rescue these people. They're in trouble.
Sure.
But the other crewmates are gonna be like, we have 2,000 frozen people on this ship. You want us to fly it through a hurricane to save a handful of people? No.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Yeah, but then Tennessee's like, please, and they're like, okay.
Oh, immediately reversing your convictions is tight.
No, it's not.
I agree.
So David is gonna be attacking Daniels, but then Walter's gonna come in, and the two androids are gonna fight while the humans run away to the ship.
Oh boy.
And David is gonna slice Walter's face, and Walter's gonna smash David with a rock and damage his voice box, and David's gonna reach for a knife, and then we're gonna cut away.
Oh, so what happened?
Well, it's gonna seem like Walter caught up with the humans, but later we're gonna reveal that it's actually David.
So wait, David has to defeat Walter, switch clothes with him, cut off his own hand, fix his damaged voice box, and get back to the ship before it takes off?
Yeah, and he gives himself a sliced up face, just like Walter had.
Were the humans gone when Walter got his face cut? Nobody knew about that part.
Oh yeah, whoops!
Whoopsie!
So anyway, then a xenomorph is gonna attack the ship, and they have to kill it.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then the next day on the ship, there's gonna be a xenomorph, and they're gonna have to kill it.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to defeat a xenomorph on the ship.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Daniels is gonna use some heavy machinery against the alien, so it gets launched into space while also almost getting sucked into space herself.
Didn't it play out like that with Ripley in the second movie?
Yeah, it's like an homage.
What?
An homage is when you press Control-C on your keyboard and then Control-V.
Oh, okay.
And then while Daniels is being put into cryo sleep, she's gonna find out that Walter is actually David, which she hadn't pieced together yet.
Because of how dumb every character is?
Because of how dumb every character is, that's right. So what do you think?
I mean, it sounds like a fun movie, but I still have a ton of questions.
Yeah, well, we could always answer those in the next movie.
True, I guess we'll make a sequel to this. I mean, if this one doesn't bomb.
It's not gonna bomb, it's an alien movie. Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.